Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Yeah, I think you'll find a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whether you're excited about something or frightened about something. Challenge your opportunity. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ramon Ray is our guest, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the editor of Small Business Technology and the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He's forgotten more about small business technology than the rest of us will know, and he's our good friend, Ray. Ramon, welcome back
to the
show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. It's good to be here, and I can't wait until February because you'll be seeing a third book that I'm writing about Facebook for small businesses.
Ooh.
I'm very happy about that, too.
Well, we expect to launch it on this show.
I love it.
You count on that. So, okay, as you know, and as I've been doing now for 15 years, really, is telling small business owners, you've got to start leveraging technology, and you've got to start using technology to help you create content so that your customers can see the human side of you. They can learn your thoughts. They can see the real rubber meets the road which
right.
increasingly customers want to see, don't they?
No, that's true, and I think, Jim, because people in this day and age, yes, brands are very important, McDonald's and IBM and all these kind of big brands that we know of. But for small business owners, for the most part, we don't have a brand. We don't, you know,
nobody knows Ramon Ray. We have a brand, we just don't have a dominating brand.
Right. So my point, meaning, that's where the content comes in, is that you have video and you have content, which brings out the personality of who you are, because people like to buy from people, not necessarily from businesses.
And people, surveys are showing that people are more attracted to and are more likely to trust that kind of media.
Right.
And especially if someone sent it to them that they know and said, hey, you should see what this guy has to say. That's called earned media. And surveys show that that's more powerful with customers than the big brand stories are.
No, I agree. I think that's tip number two, as it were, and I think that's very true. I mean, instead of slaving away, which is important still, advertising, trying to get new customers, I would say pay attention to the customers you have, nurture them, love them, educate them, and what are they going to do? They're going to turn around and say, you should buy from Jim, or you should buy from Ramon, or you should buy from Melissa's Deli down the block.
It's less expensive to keep an existing customer by far than it is to find a new customer. We've talked about that for a long, long time. Now, you tell us about some of the technology that we can use. You've been working on this. Now that we've got their attention, there's some gadgets out there. There's some resources, physical and cloud-based, that will help them get their message out, a 30-second statement or a 2-minute video or whatever.
Yeah, no, there's a couple things, Jim. I mean, if I look at my own tech bag, I'll talk about the hardware first in my bag. I mean, I carry a little video camera. They used to have from Flip, which, as you know, Cisco bought, and then they disbanded that.
Right.
Some of those are still around, but you can use your smartphone, or you can use what I have, and I really like it. It's from Kodak, called a Kodak ZI-8. It's a little video camera. That's my point, a video camera. Or your tablet.
Is it a webcam? Is it a webcam, too?
It's better than a webcam. I mean,
can it be used as a webcam? Would it interface with Skype, for example?
It will. You connect it to your computer, it can, yes.
And what's it called?
This is the Kodak ZI-8.
ZI-8, okay.
Right. And the bottom line of this, Jim, is that it has a jack to attach an external microphone. Why is this important? Because you're talking to your customer after that event that you were just at. You found your customer in a train station. There's a lot of noise around you.
Mm-hmm.
You can use an external microphone.
Now, is that 1/8-inch, 1/4-inch? What is the...
Eighth inch jack,
okay.
Like a headphone jack.
Yeah, I got you.
Right. So that's tool number one. I think video is so important. It brings you to life. Tool number two, which is nice, I think, is always being able to listen to what your customer's saying. So I know in my, it's a very simple tool, I use Google Alerts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tool called Nutshell Mail. You may use it yourself, which emails you periodically of what's happening in the social media world so you can reply and respond.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two things.
And, this response that Ray Ramon is talking about right now, where you get something, some people are chatting about something you know something about, and
right.
you get it, you learn about it, you get to weigh in on it. That's content. That's you putting yourself out there and providing content for those communities. That's what we're talking about.
Right, exactly. And I think it shows also, Jim, that you're paying attention, because especially in the world of social, which I hate to keep beating on, because as you know, there's so much more than social,
mm-hmm.
but in this world of social, where people are talking about you, the bad we know you have to respond to. But especially when a customer says a good thing about you.
Yeah.
It's like a digital thank you card, being able to say, Jim, or whoever it was, thanks for tweeting that about me. Thanks for blogging this about me.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. All right, so what else? What's next?
Yeah, so I think there's the video camera we talked about. I think there's a tool, as I said, Nutshell Mail, our Google News Alerts. I think other tools that are good are, let's not forget about things such as a social media dashboard. Now, this is similar to what I said, my second point, but a social media dashboard, Jim, I see many small business owners, they're banging their head against the wall going to Twitter.com, mm-hmm. LinkedIn.com, mm-hmm. Facebook.com, all these places. Instead,
mm-hmm.
you can use a simple tool like Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E,
right. Right.
or TweetDeck, Tweet.
We use both of those here in this office.
Okay. So you know you use them well. And these tools, it's kind of like Star Trek Enterprise. You can see what's going on in one place on your computer screen. And I have two monitors, by the way, two computer monitors.
Yeah. Now tell us how you prevent those things from distracting you all the time. It's just having,
you know,
the main thing is just have it available so you can click it open.
Yeah.
And it's just so you can get in and out of those without having to open each one of them up separately, right?
Exactly. And it takes, Jim, you're right, it takes discipline, just like you want to lose weight or or stop smoking.
See,
or
now you're starting
life.
To sound like homework, Ramon.
Well, the really thing is you got to turn it off. I mean,
yeah.
I'm a writer, as you are, Jim, and when it's time for me to write,
get it out of the way.
Shut my mind
you
got to
get it out of the way. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Give us your website quickly, Ramon.
SmallBizBizTechnology.com. Thanks, Jim.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, 10 till. Right back with Ramon Ray.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.